It was the director of planning at the time, whose name is Becky Bradley. She's now the director of planning for the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission. At the time, she was the city chief planning officer, or director of planning and codes, I think it was. And it was her direction and working with the mayor. They together decided, I suppose it had to have the support of council also in order to rewrite your whole zoning and code ordinance. But it was her effort to go out and find the residents and get them on board that made that happen, as I understand it. So. Yeah, it was an inspired champion, if you will.
I guess I was more interested in like how yeah. like what walks of life and the diversity of this council.
That I'm not as familiar with, but Becky may know more about who the members of that council were. I believe it was mostly residents affected in the area, which would be, you know, in this area, in some communities, the floodplain areas are considered high risk, and so they're housed by poor people. In our community, river properties are beautiful and gorgeous, and they're often very, very expensive. If you go up and down the Delaware River, I worry for the future when those properties become increasingly less habitable that they will become dangerous spots that lose their value and attract poorer income people. Like my board president and I have discussed that in the long run, when those are not considered safe places to live, only poor people will be forced into them, and they'll lose their value. In the downtown area, it's really a mix of high income and low income properties that are affected during these floods. So you really cover the gamut there. It's an equal opportunity hazard in that regard. I haven't done an analysis to find out like the values of each of the properties in the significantly repetitive loss area. But I'd say overall, any of them are probably now rising in value as a result of Easton's economic uptick. That could change. But right now, property values in Easton are doing better than they were 10 years ago.